Moncrief on News Talk.
John Fardy in for Sean Moncrief here in the afternoon. Now, algorithms seem to be ruling our lives to the point that this morning I turned on my Spotify and a DJ started playing me music I hadn't even asked for. And by golly, the music was pretty good. So what on earth is an algorithm and why are they ruling our lives? I'm delighted to be joined now by Elaine Burke, who's a journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. And she joins me on the line now. Elaine, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing, John?
I'm very well. I'm very well. So just so we're clear, I know this sounds like Radio 101 or Tech 101, I should say, but what exactly is an algorithm? Like, we're being told about them all the time, but just kind of remind people what it actually is.
I think that's a fair question because it is something that people say from time to time, like, oh, the algorithm decided such and such for me, but maybe not understanding what that means. And it is essentially a piece of computer programming. It's some code, but that can be a very, very lengthy piece of code as well that has a lot of steps within it. So essentially with an algorithm, you give it inputs and it gives you an output, and that output or how it generates that output, it will follow a series of steps to do that. And they can be like just a simple one, step one, step two, step three, compare things with different sets of data, check what kind of a user you are, what preferences you might have already signed up to in your account and things like that. Or it might look at massive data sets and also compare to other data on other users and their interests and see how that correlates to what you're looking for and give you outputs based on that. So that's essentially what they're doing. They're following steps. They can be many, many steps, and they can be comparing lots and lots of data points to give you a result or an answer or, as you said, a music playlist.
And I suppose the reason why we think of them as bad things, in a sense, and I think most people do in a way, it's almost a dirty word, is because, you know, is there a ghost in the machine in that inherently aren't they, or you tell me, aren't they always trying to give us more so we might ultimately end up buying something? So when this DJ came on this morning and played me all these songs, I'm going to go back to him and I'm going to use Spotify more. But maybe that's just... Can they be benign at times as well, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, the agenda is really coming from the company.
Yeah.
The algorithms themselves are pieces of code. They've been designed by people and engineered by people. And the people who have the agenda tend to be private companies that hire coders to write these things for them. And it could be that they're trying to keep you engaged. So in the likes of Spotify, it could be that they're trying to make you spend a lot more time listening to music. Yeah. That's not a terrible result, and probably something that you can self-manage as well. But it can also be that they're trying to keep your attention on apps that you just intended to idle on, and then it, what you thought would be 5 minutes suddenly turned into an hour on TikTok or whatever. Or they might also do something that's like caused a lot of conversation about them, is kind of create echo chambers.
Yeah.
Because the thing about algorithms is they're, as I said, they're pieces of code. They don't strictly have an agenda. The people writing them may have had an agenda. They don't have feelings. They don't have curative taste or anything like that. They're just going to select things based on the patterns that have been input into their system and the logic that have been input into their system. So if it's a case of other users liked this, you are looking for something similar, I'm going to present you with similar things that other users with similar tastes liked. It could be that. And it could just be, you liked this piece of content. Here's more content that I've labeled to be similar to that content. And where that can be problematic in terms of echo chambers is you get more of the same. So you suffer from confirmation bias quite quickly when it comes to algorithms, because you believe something, you are kind of looking up things that interest you in a certain space or under a certain belief, and you'll actually just find a lot of content that confirms that, because it's just giving you similar content, more of the same, more of the same. If you're perhaps in not a great headspace and maybe looking up content that's not helping that, because, you know, we're human at the end of the day, we don't always do things that are to the best of our interests. What an algorithm will do is it'll take that as signal. All of the signals are pretty much seen as positive.
I'm interested in this.
So any kind of engagement, if you share something because you think it's preposterous, it's still that you shared it, and that's seen as engagement. Engagement is tends to be labeled as a good thing for the platform. If you like something, if you comment on something, you may comment on it because you didn't like it, but you commented on it. That's a good thing for the platform. And again, the platforms want your engagement. Engagement's important to them because it keeps you on the platform, even if it's negative. So like the algorithms kind of like they can do things like sentiment analysis and plug that into it. And, you know, some platforms have a thumbs down as well as like a thumbs up. So you can dislike as well as like content.
Yeah.
But
and just
a lot of the times you're just sending signals that are just telling it, give me more of this.
Yeah. And sorry to cut across you. And there's so much in this topic, but I suppose just as a bit of advice, like what do we do? Like, I mean, let's say I'm interested in, you know, Cornish liberation, which used to be a thing. I don't think it is anymore. The people of Cornwall who wanted to be independent. And I'm being fed. I purposely chose a reasonably uncontroversial one. But if I'm being fed that all the time and in any walk of life, if I'm getting the same music, like what should we do? Should we reset all our devices to make sure we're being, you know, algorized in a slightly more neutral way?
It's something that definitely, if you start to notice there's certain patterns or assumptions being made about your tastes based on what are your recommendations engines, so your social media feeds or say the recommended videos that you get suggested on platforms like YouTube, if you're seeing patterns there that you don't like, you can reset that information. There's ways to delete your watch history on platforms like YouTube and TikTok. You can even, I believe you can curate it more specifically and actually just delete specific videos if you think specific things that you watched are feeding the algorithm a little too much, taking a little bit too much weight. You can take them out of it. You can also switch to chronological feeds on your social media, which is highly recommended because you as a user are given kind of an illusion that you created your feed yourself by selecting who to follow. But the platforms mostly, in most cases, have shifted over to delivering you a mix of who you follow. Yeah. But it's kind of like we're shaping how you see that. And it's not necessarily that you got your friend's post from 5 minutes ago.
No,
instead, you
exactly.
got something else that they think that you might interact with.
Elaine,
but
I'm going to have to
feeds, you'll get
interrupt you for the last time, I'm afraid, because we are out of time. But I will tell Sean to have you back again because there is loads of this. And I would love you to talk more about it, but time is against us. That's Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.